And with oil prices below $40 a barrel, the titans of the global oil industry are gathering in Houston this week to figure out how to survive those falling prices and shrinking demand. NPR's John Burnett has more.
Most of the oil and gas executives meeting in Houston for the annual conference held by Cambridge Energy Research Associates have been through this cycle before. Price swings are the nature of the business, but no one had ever seen anything like this. Crude fell a dizzying 70% from a high of $147 a barrel last summer to around $40 today. Now many oil companies have shelved development projects until the price rises. Nariman Baravesh is chief economist at IHS Global Insight, an economic forecasting service.
We've had incredible volatility in the price of all kinds of energy, and that makes any kind of planning, any kind of investment, anything that looks to the future very, very difficult. And I think that's the thing that probably is almost overwhelming everybody at this conference.
What's more, the industry has a hangover after 8 years of fossil fuel-friendly policymakers in Washington. Today, the talk coming out of the Obama administration is a lot more about alternative energy, like wind and solar, than traditional energy. Saudi Arabia's oil minister, Ali Ibrahim al-Naimi, summed up sentiments at the gloomy gathering in his speech last night. He said, in the world's rush to embrace renewable energy, investors must not overlook the central role that fossil fuels will continue to play in the global energy diet. John Burnett, NPR News, Houston.